Register today. The 2023 Lutherans for Life National Conference is October 11th through the 13th at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport in Erlanger, Kentucky. The conference includes visits to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum. Online registration is open now with early bird pricing at lutheransforlife.org/conference. Lutherans for Life, equipping Lutherans and their neighbors to be gospel-motivated voices for life. lutheransforlife.org.
The Texas Heartbeat Act has been controversial from its very beginning. It was a subject of legal dispute. It went into effect in September last year. Now, the question is, how effective has it been? Has it saved lives, unborn lives? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us to talk about a new study on the impact of the Texas Heartbeat Law, Dr. Michael New, visiting assistant professor of Social Research and Political Science at the Catholic University of America. He's Senior Associate Scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, and a columnist for National Review Online. Dr. New, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Give us a description. What is the Texas Heartbeat Act?
So the Texas Heartbeat Act was a law that took effect September 1st, 2021. It was really the first time since the Roe v. Wade decision we were able to pass a law that took effect that protected preborn children after a certain gestational age, that the Texas Heartbeat Act protected preborn children in Texas after a fetal heartbeat could be detected, which is usually around 6 weeks gestation. And again, this law took effect September 1st, 2021.
How have the abortion industry and the media been downplaying the effectiveness of this act?
What's interesting, right after the Texas Heartbeat Act took effect, the number of abortions performed in Texas fell dramatically. We get good data from the state health department in Texas, and we find like right away, a number of abortions performed in Texas fell by about 47%. A lot of people were skeptical the law was having an impact. The New York Times ran an article on March 6th, 2022, and they agree that, sure, abortions in Texas are falling, but they're largely being offset by women from Texas getting abortions in other states where the laws are more permissive, and women in Texas obtaining chemical abortion pills through the mail. So they argued the Heartbeat Act really was not having much of an impact.
What did the Journal of the American Medical Association recently publish on this subject?
Well, the Journal of the American Medical Association just published a study that came out yesterday. And what they did was they looked at birth data in Texas. So essentially they found that, you know, about 8 months after the Heartbeat Act took effect, there was actually a pretty sizable increase in the Texas birth rate. They found that between April 2022 and December 2022, there were over 9,000 more births in Texas. So they found that the Texas Heartbeat Act was saving about 1,000 children every month.
So what was the study's methodology?
So what they did was they looked at birth data from all 50 states and the District of Columbia for every year from 2016 to 2022. And they had monthly data, and they figured that the Heartbeat Act would start to have an impact April 2022, about 8 months after the law took effect. And they just compared birth trends in Texas to previous birth trends in Texas and birth trends in other states. And they found that there were just more children being born in Texas elsewhere. And again, they found that, again, roughly 10,000 children were saved between April 2022 and December 2022. That comes out to about 1,000 children every month.
How does JAMA's findings compare with your own?
Right. I did a similar study for the Charlotte Lozier Institute, which came out in November 2022, and my findings are very similar to theirs. You know, again, I looked at birth data from Texas from, I guess, March 2022 to about July 2022, and just compared it to previous years, 2021, 2020, 2019, and I found that 2022, there's just a record number of children being born in Texas. And I found, you know, like this study, it led to like 1,000 more children being born every month, which is roughly, you know, 1,000 more lives saved.
Some say that the increased birth rate numbers are offset by women traveling to other states for an abortion and abortions that are being administered at home via the abortion pill. How do you respond?
Well, I think that's a pretty weak criticism. I mean, if more children are being born, it's pretty strong evidence that, you know, lives are being saved. I mean, the thing with, you know, falling abortion numbers is, you know, it's possible that women are getting abortions elsewhere or getting chemical abortion pills to the male. But if more children are being born, you know, that's just strong evidence that more pregnancies are being carried to term and lives are being saved. So this increase in the Texas birth rate is, again, very powerful statistical evidence that the Heartbeat Act is saving lives. Again, it looks like about 1,000 lives every month. Again, very strong evidence this law has been effective.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's senior associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, and a columnist for National Review Online. Dr. New, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
LCMS Life Ministry speaks up for life, cares for people in body and soul, and teaches about the sanctity of human life. Check out their free pro-life resources at lcms.org/life. lcms.org/life.